See chapter 38. The massive stone circles towered above us. Low, gray clouds swirled in the gloom. We walked among the stones, you could in those days, and looked out at silent burial mounds on nearby ridges. Stonehenge cast its spell over me, and I have been fascinated by archaeology ever since. I became curious about Englishman John Aubrey, 1626-97, who often visited Stonehenge and discovered another dramatic stone circle at nearby Avebury, when he galloped into it while fox hunting in 1649. Aubrey puzzled over both Avebury and Stonehenge, both of them said to have been built by ancient Britons. Who were these savage people who wore skins? They were, Aubrey supposed, 2 or 3 degrees less savage than the Native Americans. Aubrey and his successors knew little of Europe's past before the Romans. Certainly there were burial mounds, stone circles, and other monuments for them to examine. Also a confusing muddle of stone tools, pottery and metal objects that appeared from plowed fields, and the occasional digging of crude trenches into burial mounds. See chapter 9. But these had belonged to completely unknown people, not Romans.